You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and it is amazing to have all of you on the phone with us today. We have an incredible show lined up this afternoon. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, ancient practices, knowledge, wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions, to information that is asking to be brought forth again. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true, pure self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. And the theme for this series is Vessels of Love, Light, and Service. May we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. And right now we call in the ancient ones to support us today and open our hearts as we hear the message. So I'm excited. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Deborah Wayne is the number one best-selling author of Why Do I Still Hurt? Rapid Relief for Chronic Pain, Depression, Anxiety, and More. She has earned degrees and certifications in psychology, hypnotherapy, and chemical dependency counseling, and has 30-plus years practicing and teaching the art of meditation, is a nationally recognized fine artist, a former professional modern dancer, a certified yoga instructor, Reiki master, founder of the Biofield Healing Immersion Method, and director of the Biofield Healing Institute. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Deborah to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Ian. I am so happy to be here. And hello, everybody. Thanks for being here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's topic, everyone, is Live Pain-Free, Rapid Release for Chronic Pain, Depression, Anxiety, Trauma, and More. And I know personally, as I look around and I hear the community, and I just get a sense there's a lot of people who are really impacted by these things you just mentioned, pain, depression, anxiety, and more. And so it's going to be a great show. Deborah's going to be talking to us today about that very subject, how to live pain-free. And on the call today, you can experience, you'll hear a life-changing yet little-known discovery from science that has the potential to rapidly find and remove the hidden root cause for physical, mental, and emotional pain, patterns, and disease. You will learn the number one mistake you are most likely making that practically guarantees that your pain and suffering will not budge. Ooh, that sounds like something we need to dig into. Even though you've tried everything to fix or figure it out. So you'll also be experiencing Deborah's specialty, the Biofield Healing Immersion Method, a revolutionary healing modality that has helped thousands of her past clients all over the world eliminate pain, chronic fatigue, depression, binge eating, battles with food, and so much more. So then just to finish up with some of the housekeeping here, *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Deborah a question. So *2 to raise your hand. I'll mention this again, but let me mention it now. So we can get through as many as we can and be of service to as many of you as we can today. Please, when you get on the phone with Deborah, give us your name and location, and then start with my question is. So hi, Ian. Hi, Deborah. I'm, you know, Ian from Washington, and my question is. That way, if Deborah needs to get any more information from you, she can ask, and we can get to the root cause as quickly as possible. And so as you heard, we're also doing a Biofield Healing Immersion session. So that's something to look forward to in the call. So a great call lined up for you today. Deborah, you know, you have got such an incredible background. Wow. You know, in reading that, you now are the founder of the Biofield Healing Institute. And, of course, you founded the Biofield Healing Immersion Method. How did you get to a point where you've just realized that this is now your true calling and this is really your gift to offer to the world?
Yeah, it will. It was not expected, I'll tell you that. It really came out. It came out of me crashing and burning and ruining my health. And literally, I just one day found myself literally lying on the floor of my closet. And I couldn't stop crying, and I couldn't get dressed, and I couldn't go to work, and I could not continue to live the way I was living and feeling. And I was sick and had pain all over, and my hair was falling out, and I had ulcers and insomnia and chronic fatigue, and I mean the list goes on and on. Depression. I was seriously depressed and anxious all the time. And Ian, I was out of answers, and I was out of the ability to fake it one more day. On that day, I just couldn't get up on the horse again. I just couldn't. And I laid in my closet floor, and I prayed to a God I didn't even believe in at the time. And I somehow, this amazing sense of peace came over me. And I got up, I went to the phone, and I called a professional. For the first time, I said, I need help. And this was like the worst day of my life, I thought. But really what it became was the turning point, because I asked for help. I quit trying to figure it out on my own. And what it did was it led me on a new journey on the path to healing. And wow, I never expected any of what's happened to happen. But as it unfolded, I discovered I was living the wrong life for me. And I started to get in touch with who I really was. I went back to school. I started meditating again, and yoga and art classes and dancing, and literally found where my energy needed to be, wanted to be. And I just came alive. And lo and behold, I discovered one day in meditation this life force energy that was flowing through my hands. And I began to discover there was that I had the ability to help use this energy for healing, and that it was my highest purpose and the next phase of my life. And fast forward, this is many years ago now, but this began, I had an intense curiosity. I tried to learn everything I could, and spent a lot of time and energy just devouring everything I could about spiritual healing and hands-on healing and everything in the, along those topics. And it led me to where I am today in my work. And the whole method was birthed along the way, the biofield healing immersion method. Like, so many exciting things have happened that led me here. But it really started because I was out of answers. That's how it all started. And I just kept following the new trail and got out of the way, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so many people are out of answers. Mm-hmm. And you know, we don't always find the solutions, so to speak, within ourselves. We do look outwards, and we find people like you, mm-hmm. To help us through some of the issues that we're facing. Now, you specialize mostly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Deborah, you specialize mostly in pain and in chronic issues like trauma, depression. These are fairly deep rooted, I would just say, issues that people are facing.
Yeah.
What led you to really focus on such a deep, deep issue?
Well, in the beginning, when I started working on people, I discovered right away that people had traumatic healing results. And these were people who, after sometimes one session, would open their eyes and say, oh my God, I've been in pain for 15, 20 years and it's all gone. And Ian, this was happening within the time frame of an hour. And so I was like, wow, you know, I love helping people and seeing them shift dramatically. That excites me. So I kept exploring that and working with people. And in the beginning, you know, it wasn't that I was trying to attract this type of person. I would say to the universe, send me who I can help. And people started showing up, and they had a lot of pain and a lot of depression and anxiety, which always comes along for the ride when you have chronic pain. people came with cancer, all kinds of things. And I just really happened to like I should have been an emergency room doctor because I really like, I like seeing the dramatic contrast when people are suffering and then have total change. That just, I could do that day and night. It excites me.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get to the actual approach that you utilize or your modality, the biofield healing immersion method, tell us a little bit about why do people remain so stuck in their pain or maybe their weight issues, and they have these sometimes very even repetitive patterns that are just recurring, like a recurring theme. Either anxiety, depression, and sometimes it's a downward spiral, self-sabotaging behavior, and they just can't get out of these issues.
This is definitely what goes on all the time, and it's not to the fault. You know, people are working on themselves for years and still feel stuck, and, it, you know, I always say to people, if you could have fixed yourself, you would have, so please don't beat yourself up over this. The truth is that it's hidden from their view. And a part of their mind actually keeps them from seeing the true problem and the solution, because people tend to focus. The number one mistake they're making is that they're focused on the symptom alone, because the symptom gets our attention. It hurts, or I'm depressed, or you know, I'm having a panic attack. That gets your attention. But the problem is we live in a world that's taught us to say, well, where does it hurt? What's wrong? And then we try to cut it out or drug it out. And I use the example all the time of an orange tree. If you had an orange tree in your backyard and all of a sudden you noticed the fruit was falling off the tree, the oranges were small and brown and deformed, and they were not growing healthy. You wouldn't take the water and the soil and the nutrients and pour it over the oranges. You would have to go down deep and find the roots and nourish the tree. Mm-hmm. And this is the problem, is that people are focused on get rid of, stop the symptom. But the symptom is never the root cause of the problem. And until we get to the hidden root and learn how to find it and remove it, the symptoms just get worse. So people feel stuck and blocked, and a part of themselves is hiding it because it was installed. I use that word, I'll explain it in a minute, but it was installed as a protective mechanism. Usually way back in childhood, there was something either real or imagined that scared them, and a part of them, you know, instinctively were wired to survive. So we figured out a way unconsciously to survive danger, and then we carry that on for years, even when there's no more danger. And eventually it develops symptoms, pain, patterns that keep repeating. It doesn't even have to just be chronic physical pain. It could be a pattern in relationships. It could be abuse that keeps showing up. It could be financial pain. Any kind of pain will show up if you are not getting to the root. That makes sense. You follow me?
Yes. I'm just so people are focusing on the symptoms. I love the orange tree analogy. I mean, that really puts it in perspective.
And when you hear that, you laugh because you know you would never just pour the soil over the oranges and the water and expect them to grow. But that's what we're doing when you say, well, where does it hurt? Well, I have hip pain, or I have back pain, or, you know, I keep attracting the same type of relationship, or I can't lose weight. So we focus on the symptom. Well, eat this food, don't eat that food, you know, do this type of physical therapy. But the symptom is never, ever the root of the problem. The symptom has a message for you. It's trying to teach you something. It's there to help you. But, and I'm certainly not advocating learning how to cope with pain or manage pain. I'm talking about let's get rid of it, but you can't get rid of it by focusing on the symptoms.
Okay, so let's find out, Deborah, how you can get rid of it. So tell us about the approach that you use and what you developed, the biofield healing immersion method, Mm-hmm. Tell us about that method and the approach, okay, and how you can really serve people with it.
All right. Well, there are three exact steps that have to happen to get to the root and remove it. The first step is we have to find the root. And what I do is I've over 30 plus years now, I've discovered what the roots are. And so rather than have somebody spend, you know, a zillion years trying to figure it out on their own, I tell them, I give them a list. These are the common root causes. Find yourself on the list. And usually people find one or more. And they recognize right away, oh my God, I had no idea that was related to my symptoms. When they find that, then the second step is we find and remove the belief systems, the ideas, the thinking habits that perpetuate the root that they found. Always, always it's connected to our thinking. And our thinking creates an emotional reaction. So step three is I help them find and release the emotions that get stuck in the body or that get suppressed and repressed and denied. Sometimes people, and that was my story, I didn't even know I had emotions that were stuck. And so we find the root, we release the thinking that keeps that root alive, and we release the emotions, and we do that really rapidly by me facilitating biofield healing immersion method, because this is like the most incredible 21st century tool that I've ever found in studying many modalities, where in the field around the body, you can find these disturbances. You can find where the thoughts and the emotions, they reside in the field. They're not in your head, they're in the field. And the method that I bring in and facilitate helps people, it brings up the roots and helps people either become aware or just release it without spending 10 years trying to figure it out with our mind. So many people really have instantaneous healing, and other people it's a more gradual process. But even for those people where it's a little slower, it's still the fastest, most dramatic way I've ever seen healing occur to date.
Wow. So if I
follow
have
all those steps, that's the key. Is you have to put the whole puzzle together, because some people have done belief clearing work and other people have worked on their emotions, but it has to be done in a particular way. And the biofield healing immersion method taps into your unconscious mind, which you rarely do people find what's unconscious on their own.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's hard to connect the dots sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us some examples of some, would you be able to name some diseases for us that this is able to cure, or is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, so I work with a lot of people who have been told they have fibromyalgia and that there's no cure for it, and they're going to have to learn to live with this. And I have literally, I can't tell you how many thousands of people at this point in over 150 countries that have come to me with pain symptoms of all types or the label of fibromyalgia, and they are walking around completely pain-free. And some people with 20 to 30 years of this condition, in 1 hour, are completely pain-free. It just sounds too good to be true, but I've seen it again and again. Same thing with people labeled chronic fatigue syndrome. Oh, my God. Leveled to the couch, people that have had to stop working, stop traveling, stop exercising. Like their life got smaller and smaller and smaller. And today, many, many people who had this are now traveling, having fun, playing with their kids and their grandkids, and just living life again. I've had people with heart conditions, people who thought they were having a heart attack, literally, and go to the ER, and the ER can find nothing on a test. They say, I'm sorry, go home, there's nothing wrong with you. But they're having all the symptoms of a heart attack, so they know they're not crazy. And I help them release the emotions and the beliefs that are causing these symptoms, and then they're good to go. I've had people with stage 4 cancers of different types. And in fact, one woman who I went into a research lab with, and this was her second bout with breast cancer, and they told her she was too far gone. They wouldn't even give her the option of chemo or radiation. And Ian, after just 3 sessions with her, she went to have another MRI, and her tumors, all of them, and she had multiple tumors, they were reduced 82%, and within 1 month she was completely told by her doctor she was considered in full-blown remission. Talk about a happy lady, right?
Right.
Yeah, and all kinds of pain symptoms and people with weight issues and binge eating and eating disorders, and they just can't control it. Oh, God, so many people suffering from this type of thing. And they say to me constantly, they write to me and go, Deborah, I lost weight without trying. I found myself gravitating towards healthy foods. I exercised for the first time, and it took no willpower. I feel like I'm alive again. And this is not a nutrition plan. I don't sell anything, no supplements, no food plans, nothing like that.
You know, and that last part, what you're talking about, the binge eating and the sugar, when sugar is
mm-hmm.
your, you know, those are the things that really impede our ability to move forward on our ascension path, because you just become denser. And I'm not just talking about, you know, weight gain per se, but energetically.
Exactly.
You know, the chemicals and the sugar, you're just so much denser, and you're not able to receive the light that is really trying to come through into your body so you can be a true vessel. So it's really, besides being something that, I'm not going to use the word cures, but maybe you can use the word cure, but I'm not going to use that
I
word.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Besides being something that alleviates these issues,
mm-hmm.
it also helps you on your spiritual journey.
Well, the truth is, I love that you're saying this, because the truth is, it's all spiritual journey, all of it.
Mm.
And your beautiful back pain is helping you get onto the right path for your spiritual evolution, because it's all about energy. And we get bogged down because pain hurts. It's in your face. Like, you just want to get rid of it, so you end up focused on the symptom. But the fact of the matter is, we are spiritual beings. We're in this vessel. And if the vessel isn't functioning properly, it impedes our growth, like you're saying. It makes the journey no fun at all. But it's there to teach us something important for our spiritual evolution. And so, really, I start with helping people relieve the pain, but what really ends up happening is they recognize who they really are, what they're here to do. I mean, once you move enough of the pain out and your energy comes back and you're in your power, in alignment with your original blueprint, with what you came here to do and to be, oh, my God, that's when it gets fun. And that's mm-hmm. my ultimate goal with all of this, and it tends to happen naturally for people.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's do this. We won't take questions quite yet, but everyone, if you'd like to have the opportunity to ask Deborah a question, you can press *2 on your phone, and that'll raise your hand. Or alternatively, if you prefer, you can always pop your question into the webcast box if you're listening via the web. And just put your name and your location, don't need your email address, just your name, location, and your question. And then we'll get to as many as we can. So *2 to raise your hand. And so we're going to get to that fairly shortly, to quite a few of you today. But I was thinking, Deborah, this might be the perfect opportunity or the perfect time for you to take us through the demo of the Biofield Healing Immersion Session, so people have a sense.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. So I should say before we start that you only want to do this if you are in a safe place where you can sit or lie down. Do not go further if you're driving or operating any kind of equipment or machinery, because you'll drop into an altered state sometimes very, very quickly. So that being said, find a place where you are comfortable, as comfortable as you can be. And if you're able to lie down on your back and close your beautiful eyes and take the deepest breath that you've taken all day so far. and fill up with new life, new possibilities as you breathe in. And then open your mouth and let out a big sigh. Make some sound and let go of the old stale air and everything you think you know about what's going on with you. Relax your low belly and draw the breath from your low belly all the way up into your beautiful heart. And hold your breath for a moment at the top. And now open your mouth and hear your own sound as you exhale out the mouth. And one more time, a long, slow, deep breath of new life. Take it in. Open your mouth now and let it all go. And as you continue to breathe now, just normally and naturally, in and out through your nose, the way you normally breathe, an easy, effortless breath, I'd like you to remember to let me do all the work here. There's nothing for you to do. And there's nothing you need to understand with your mind for this to work. So relax your mind. There's nothing that you must believe in. So just relax your mind and begin to notice what happens. If your body starts to move on its own, let it move. Or at any time you feel like moving or shifting around or even changing positions completely, let yourself be free to move at any time. And I'd like you to take your attention now inside yourself and begin to notice what's going on in your inner world. Inside, notice if you start to see anything. Notice if you start to hear anything. You may notice a taste or a fragrance. You may have sensations come up. Just notice them. Without trying to change anything, notice what's going on. Even if pain comes up, let it come up. It's energy coming up and moving out. You may notice thoughts. You may have a lot of thoughts come up. Your mind might get really busy. That's okay. It's part of the healing process. You may have emotions start to bubble up. This is energy coming up and moving out. And it knows where to go and what to do without needing your help. Just observe it. Allow it all to be there without trying to change anything. Imagine you're just looking out the window and you're watching clouds passing by in the sky. There's no strain or struggle. It's easy, effortless. If it seems like nothing is happening, that's okay too. Just notice that. Or if you think you're making it up or imagining things, that's perfectly fine. Just notice that you're thinking that. Now I'm going to work on you silently for just about a minute or so. We're going to go together into the silence. I'm right here. There's no need to try and help me in any way. Just observe and allow. Let whatever happens, happen. Allow your body to move if it wants to, and let me do the work. And when it's time to come back, you'll hear my voice. It's very easy, and you'll come back. So just rest now and observe. Let everything happen just the way it happens. and enjoy the experience, and you'll hear my voice in a moment or so. Very, very slowly now, become aware of the sound of my voice. And very, very slowly now, begin to deepen your breathing. Notice yourself becoming more alert, more awake, more aware, and staying very, very relaxed. Take a deep, long, slow breath in and out now. Notice your energy coming back into your body and mind. Notice yourself becoming more alert and aware and awake. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes now as you take another slow, long breath in and out. And come all the way back now, wide awake and alert, refreshed and relaxed. And slowly, gently open your beautiful eyes and let all the light come back in. Take your time. Come all the way back now. Wide awake, eyes open, fully alert.
Thank you.
This is where I always am afraid I'm going to lose the host.
Yeah. I made sure I wasn't laying down.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
What'd you feel? What'd you notice?
Well, I felt some pain come up in my wrist that I haven't felt before. So my right wrist on the inside, never felt that pain before. That wrist was coming up.
Well, here's what's so beautiful about that. See, that what I find in the field is something that may not have shown up yet in the physical body. This is the greatest preventative medicine, if I may say that word, is, because these things show up in your field way before they show up in the physical.
Mm.
So you may have had a wrist injury you didn't even know about that just got released.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No,
yeah.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Absolutely. Yeah. Can we do that again? No, it's time for questions. But also, wow, Deborah, I felt I was going so deep so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a very, very, it seems like a very, it's like you mentioned at the beginning of the call, you know, you'd have people heal in an hour.
Well, this is why I get so excited, Ian, because I've never seen people respond with any method, and I've studied or practiced over 40 other methods. This thing, people within minutes, people who've never meditated, regular people, they will drop into a deep brainwave relaxation state very quickly, sometimes within seconds. And that's where the self-healing mechanism kicks in. That's where the unconscious, the right brain gets activated. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to this. And you don't have to spend 40 years meditating to access it or have a piece of technology or a hallucinogenic drug. You can just use biofield healing, and it will take you there.
Yeah, wow, amazing. So let's go to the phones now and see what people have to say. So. Again, if you joined late, let me just remind everyone that we'd like to get through quite a few of you so we can be of the most service to you. So just give us your name and your location, and then instead of, you know, giving a whole backstory, just say my question is. So just a little bit of information and my question is, without a whole backstory. And if Deborah needs more information, she'll ask. Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so. I know Barbara's been on here forever, so you've had your hand up forever. So here's Barbara from Cypress, California.
Great. Hi, Barbara.
Oh.
Hi.
I'm so glad. Hold on a second. Hi.
Hi.
So I just wanted to see if you can tune in and see what's going on with me as far as what I can do to have less anxiety, I guess. Because I have anxiety pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so if you were to close your eyes right now, where do you feel it? How do you know you have anxiety?
In my heart.
Mm-hmm. And what does it feel like?
How do I feel it?
What's it feel like? Just the pure?
It's not just in my heart. It's also very uncomfortable on my right shoulder. It goes up, like from my heart to my right shoulder.
Okay.
And
what does it feel like? Just the sensation of it.
Yeah, it feels like my heart is beating maybe faster, fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very uneasy feeling, like it's not pleasant at all.
Okay, and when you notice that sensation in your body, what do you think about in your mind? What goes through your mind? What do you tell yourself about it, the beating of your heart and the uneasy feeling? What do you tell yourself about it?
The thought that just came in my mind was, I can't do it, but I'm not even sure what it is in regards to.
So say that again. So what goes through your mind is, I can do it?
I can't do it. That just came into my mind as you asked me, but I don't know what it is in regard to.
So can you think of, do you have this feeling all the time in your body?
I have anxiety every day, sooner or later, at some point. Yeah.
So Barbara, anxiety is not a thing. Anxiety is always telling ourselves a story about something in the future that hasn't happened yet. And it's a scary story, which causes us to feel uneasy and has a physical reaction where your heart feels like it's going to pound out of your chest. And most people are unaware of what they're thinking and that the thinking precedes the feeling. So that's why I'm unwinding this ball of string with you, and I'd like you to think about the last time, think about something that, where you were, who you were talking to, what was going on, where you felt this really strong in your body or your shoulder or your chest. Where did, what were you, what was going on? Who were you with? what was being talked about?
Something with my boyfriend. He gives me anxiety a lot, just kind of generally speaking.
So, okay, beautiful. So your boyfriend doesn't give you anxiety. You're having an emotional reaction and a physical sensation based on what you're thinking when you're with your boyfriend. So what goes on with your boyfriend that you're uncomfortable with?
Well, he's sick, mm-hmm. and that's giving him a lot of anxiety.
And when he's sick, what do you start to think about? When he's sick and he's your boyfriend, what kind of thoughts go through your mind?
Well, he could die. It's like a he has something mm-hmm. real serious, actually.
Yeah. He could die. It feels serious. Mm-hmm. Do you wonder if you can handle the situation? Ever think about that?
Could you repeat that? I didn't understand.
Do you ever feel like you just can't handle the situation and start worrying about okay, good, good.
No, I'm actually a really positive person, and I always put positive thoughts out there. And even though I'm in a conscious way, I'm very positive, and I'm like, he's going to be fine and all of that. But I think it's my subconscious.
Well, Barbara, let me ask you this.
Non-positive stuff, maybe.
So he's sick, and you tell yourself he could die, and that's a reality. So trying to put positive affirmations on top of how you really feel mm-hmm. will create anxiety every single time. So what's going on with you is you have a conflict, an inner conflict that you're not acknowledging, mm-hmm. and that's that mm-hmm. you've got conflicting thoughts. You're telling yourself everything's mm-hmm. going to be fine, everything's going to be fine, mm-hmm. and at the same time you're telling mm-hmm. yourself, he could die, he could die. Now, both of which are make-believe stories. You don't really know what's going to happen. You only know what's going on right here mm-hmm. and right now. That is the only mm-hmm. thing you really know, and the rest is mm-hmm. make-believe. And so when you think about anything in the future that's scary, you're going to feel uneasy. So what I would encourage you to do is to, anytime you catch yourself feeling any kind of sensation in your body where that you're calling anxiety, you stop mm-hmm. what you're doing immediately. You look around and you ask yourself, who am I with? What are we talking about? What am I thinking? What am I telling myself? And what am I feeling as a result of that? And what will happen, and everybody else, I'm talking to all of you, not just to Barbara, because many, many people do this constantly. We're kind of taught to do this, to project into the future and make something up. But the trick is to become conscious of how you're using your mind, because you're a very powerful being and your thoughts are a force as real as electricity, and your thoughts create an emotional reaction which will send a chemical reaction to your body. Literally, it will affect your nervous system, your immune system, and organs of your body, and you're going to feel that pounding in your chest. But it all boils down to what you're thinking about. So I want you to become, your homework is just to become more conscious of what you are thinking about rather than thinking that something's doing this to you. Because if you come from that understanding that it's happening to you, that anxiety is this thing that's happening to you, or that your boyfriend is giving it to you, you will always remain stuck as a victim and you won't have any power to change it. Do you follow me?
But I also have anxiety when I'm on my own without him. Like it's
yeah,
not
because
you said when you're with somebody. But
right.
I have anxiety every day. I'm not with him.
So Barbara, what I'd like you to do, and I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I feel your anxiety right now.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to do is when you're mm-hmm. at home, I'd like you to begin to start a daily practice of noticing what thoughts go through your mind when you're alone, and I'd like you to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to mm-hmm. find is you have a lot of fearful beliefs and ideas going through your head that are causing mm-hmm. an emotional reaction to show up in your body, and your beautiful mm-hmm. body is telling the story of what's going on inside your mind. And then we have something mm-hmm. to work with, and I can help you further to remove and release and change these ideas. And you can rewire all of this. I promise you, I work with people every single day. in my program suffering from such bad panic attacks they can't even leave the house. So you're no different, but you have to start to notice what is going on in your mind and write them down. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely. And what do I do after once I wrote them down?
Great. So that's your homework, and that's where you need to begin, especially when you're alone or whenever you notice it. But when you're alone, the same thing that's happening with other people is also happening when you're alone. So we need to get down to the root, and the root starts with the thoughts going through your head.
So what do I do after, once I've wrote them down?
You will, we don't have time to, I wish this call, if we had an hour, I could take you through a process, but that's where reach out and, we're going to share with you later an opportunity where you can work with me further and I'll teach you exactly what you need to do next to release it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Barbara,
okay.
Much love.
Thanks
Make sure
for
you
being
stay.
Here.
Okay, much love. Bye now. Yeah, we're going to get to that part of the program. So people can see how they can work with you. So for everyone else, we'll go through as many as we can. So we'll try to keep these mini sessions fairly short so we can go through, because there's a lot of you with your questions. Let's go to Oakville, Ontario.
Hello?
Oakville, Ontario. Hi there. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Rinky, and I am, from Oakville, Ontario. So my question was that I've always had this deep-rooted sense of lack, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
where, and I kind of operate with that kind of thought all the time. So currently I'm looking for a job, also I don't even get a response from my applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and when you... The environment that you grew up in, did you have lack or did you have abundance?
There was lack.
Yeah. See, what happens is before the age of 8 or 9, the environment that we are in is literally creating the foundation for the rest of our life. It forms the beliefs and the emotions, and it's where you learn what is true about life and how life works. Now, the problem is, before the age of 8 or 9, your brain doesn't have the ability to know what's true and what's false. It just takes it all in like it's all true. And so 20, 30, 40 years later, you're still operating on what you saw and felt and heard, but it's not really true, but it still seems to be true. And there's a part of your brain that will filter out anything that doesn't prove that what you believe to be true is true. So there may be opportunities right in front of your face and you won't even see them because your belief is, well, life is hard and there's never enough or whatever, a lack type of a belief, an idea. You will see only that. Your brain will look for it whether you want to or not. Your brain is searching for proof of this lack, because that's the foundation. So again, when I work with people, we start to do a whole clearing process and change these ideas, because it's never too late. I don't care how old you are, how long you've had it, where you got it. All of this can and does change when I have time to teach you a simple process of repatterning your brain. And also by having enough exposure to the biofield healing immersion method, many times these beliefs literally release on their own and you find yourself noticing things that you've never noticed before. And everybody's energy comes back in alignment. And even when physical energy comes back, you see money is just energy, just as, so lots of people come to me, for example, they'll have back pain, and they say, wow, I'm getting clients now, and my money is flowing again. I didn't even ask for that, because it's all interconnected.
Yeah.
Follow me? Yeah.
So this
is something you learned. It's not the truth, but you learned it, and it's in your young child brain
that's
been with you a long time. Yeah.
Yes, that's what exactly I think it's been with me for a very long time. And
It's not even yours. It was your family's, and it's been passed down. And quite frankly, there's always someone, and it's probably you, or you wouldn't be on a call like this. Someone in the lineage is always chosen to end the dysfunctional pattern and get it back on track. And when you do this work for yourself, you're actually helping your entire lineage clear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything else I need to do besides being conscious?
Well, you need to learn the specific method that will release this belief so you can repattern it. And it's probably showing up in all kinds of areas of your life. So we can clear that. It just takes, I need a little more time to teach you those tools, but that's exactly what my specialty is. That's what I do all day with people. You can definitely heal this. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rinky. Much love. You can just feel the possibility. I mean, the energy right now is just charged with possibility. With possibility.
It really is.
And these are some of my favorite calls because you can have and make such a deep and profound and immediate impact on so many people's lives, provided that they prepare to step up and say, yes, I'm willing to do the work. And in this case, we're going to hear what that is going to entail. But it's not like you have to sign up for a 12-week program.
No, and it's not difficult either. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to take 10 years of talking about it, and it's not hard. It just takes willingness. People always say, well, how? It's really, I'll show you the how, but really what it involves is willingness to show up, like you said, be open, and then follow the instruction. And there's really absolutely nothing that can stand in your way if you're just willing to. See, people just don't see what they're doing because they're so involved in doing it. And it's not their fault. They learned all of this patterning.
Yeah. Wow. No, I just get possibility. Let's go to the web quickly, and we'll go to a couple of questions here, and we'll see how they go. So, of course, there's no interaction here. So, you know, whatever we get, we get, and we'll see what we can do with it. So Tom from, I think it's Reading, Pennsylvania, or Reading, I'm not sure. He says, I've had chronic low back pain for 30 years now. He's been in pain management for 6 years, and now he gets by, but there are days that I have a lot of pain. I try to be positive every day, but some days it's difficult. What are your words for Tom?
Oh, Tom, please don't give up hope, because literally I've worked with tens of thousands of people with back pain. And here's the thing. Your body has, your pain has a message for you. And believe me, I understand and I feel for you. Back pain is horrible. And but the problem is we have to go deeper than looking at just the pain. There's a reason you're in pain. And what I would ask you and anyone who's suffering from pain right now is to literally make friends with the pain by going inside. And if your pain was a person, ask it, what is it trying to tell you or do for you? Literally talk to it like it's a person. And ask your pain, if you have something to say to me, what would you like to say? And then listen and write down the very first things that come into your mind, which may sound crazy to you, but I promise you, your pain is like a 2-year-old child that is screaming for your attention, and it's trying to talk to you and share with you a message. And it may require you taking some new action. It usually does. It often requires you saying something or doing something or stopping something. There's usually action required. And once you start to listen to your pain and learn from it and find out what it's trying to teach you, you will no longer need the pain. It will drop away, and you can move on with your life. Now, the biofield healing sessions can help you do this very rapidly, and lots of times the answers will just float up and come to you. But you can also start just right now on your own with what I just suggested, and you may really get movement by just even doing that.
Thank you. So this is Sharon from Mount Sinai. Can this work for nail biting, for tinnitus, end-stage liver disease, cervical spine shifting from herniated disc? Sharon, oh,
yeah.
Love goes out to you. But
Yes, Sharon, absolutely. And I want to say to you, your body is screaming at you. There's a part of you that is a large part of you that has been under a lot of stress for a long time. And it's not going to magically go away. We have to listen to it and find out the choices you're making, the thoughts that the beliefs that you have carry that cause you to have make certain choices. We have to start to unravel all of that. And most likely, and I don't mean to sound harsh, but the truth is you're probably not going to be able to do this by yourself on your own. It requires a guide who is not afraid and can show you the way out of the dark. And, you know, don't try to figure this out on your own, because it usually just people can't do it. There's a part of you afraid to release something and make a certain change. And it takes support. Herniated discs, I mean, your body is showing you right now you need support. The liver is often, we know from 5,000 years that from Chinese medicine, that the liver, every organ is related to a specific emotion. And the liver is related to anger. So I would ask you to be very honest with yourself and look at where might you be angry or resentful or frustrated in your life, and who or what do you feel is the cause of that? Who or what is causing stress, anxiety? Lots of things I would want to ask you and help you get out, you know, move forward. But you can heal. I don't care how long you've had it or how far down the scale you've gone. You can heal. Your body is designed to heal itself. Everyone's body is. But you have to start learning new skills and taking new action. It won't just magically disappear.
Thank you. Okay, so we're about ready to hear about how people can work with you, but I do want to just take a couple more callers, if that's okay.
Great, please.
Yeah, so Amber, thanks for writing in. Amber dropped off and her hand dropped and everything. So she's back, and here we are, Amber. So you're on live. Are you there this time? Amber. Hello?
Oh, wait.
Hi, Amber.
Austin, Texas. Speak up.
Make sure you've unmuted your own phone, Amber.
Amber? Last chance.
Your line might not be good.
Yeah, maybe it's a bad line. We'll see if we can come back. Okay, so let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina, 0428 is the phone number. I don't have a name. Asheville. Hello, are you there? Oh, same thing. Asheville, North Carolina. Anyone home? Okay, let's go to Capistrano Valley, California. 8040, the last four digits of the cell phone. Capistrano Valley, California. You're on live. Where is everyone?
That's wild. Huh.
Where is everyone?
Unmute Hands your own
up.
Phone, everybody.
Hands are up, but there's no one there. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll go to Royal Oak, Michigan. Are you there?
There we go.
Hello.
Michigan's there.
Hello.
Hi,
welcome.
Yeah, hi. Yeah,
you're
well,
alive.
Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Question? I have a lot of different problems. Let's just mention health and a lot of different problems there. I'm just wondering if you can see in my energy field anything that you know, can get any insight and help clear it?
Well, I don't play psychic reader, even though I can feel your field. What I would ask you is, what do you want? It's more important for you to identify what you want and what your and what question you have about that. So what do you want?
Well, that's a long list. I mean, I need a place to start, and I don't know where to start. You know, I want
better
just
help. Start, just pick one. Just pick one thing that you want to be different or that you want in your life or your health or your body. Just pick one. Any one will do.
Well, I said health, but I mean, how should I break that down?
Okay, yeah. What does that mean to you? I want health.
Well, there's more energy, sleep.
Okay. More energy and better sleep. And what do you feel might be standing in the way? If you knew what was standing in the way of your energy and your sleeping, what do you think might be impeding on that?
Well, I'm very clear. There's a long list, but physical issues. But the question is the energy field. What?
So my question to you is, your life, your thinking, and your emotions are what's causing disturbances in your energy field. So that's why I'm asking you, what in your life causes you stress or pain? Who or what in your life do you feel might be contributing to your lack of energy and sleep pattern?
Well, again, I have a long... I'm aware of a long list of things, and I just can't sort it out.
Well, pick one. Pick one thing. Just one, and we'll start with one thing. Got to start somewhere.
Well, and, you know, a background of being raised by parents that were abusive.
There we go. So you were raised in an environment where there was abuse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens in that kind of environment, that's why there's often sleep disorders associated with it, is that there was real and perceived danger. And a part of you said, hey, we got to look out. This is dangerous. Your brain is wired to keep you alive. Your brain is instinctually wired to keep your body alive, but your brain is not wired to keep you happy. It's wired to keep you alive. So you were in a situation where there was real danger. Your brain said, okay, red alert, red alert. Now, when there's red alert, nobody sleeps. A part of you stays awake constantly because it's afraid the danger's going to come. And when you drop into a sleep state, it seems like no one's paying attention. So most people from abusive backgrounds develop a disorder, a sleep disorder, because it was a pattern originally designed to help you stay safe. But now... You get it? So now many years later, there's no danger, but the pattern is still there. And that's where biofield healing immersion sessions would be profound for you, because you need to be introduced to a higher vibrational state of consciousness where the pattern can shift and you can't think your way into that pattern. And so, you won't do it on your own because a part of you is keeping it in place to protect you. But I've seen this again and again where after you do enough sessions, and it doesn't usually take that many, you'll start to, and you're not alone. See, that's the other thing. People try to do this at home alone with a recording of some kind, but they're scared to death to feel the feelings that are going to come up, or they're scared they're going to relive the trauma. Who wants to do that? Nobody. But when you have when you're with a live person and other people, and you can get the help you need in real time, you will start to repattern this, and you can literally drop the trauma response and release it. And that's one of the biggest benefits of this method. So, did you notice anything today when you went through it? And even it was just a little demo, but what did you notice even in the demo?
Well, I noticed I was bloated.
You were what?
Kind of bloated in my abdomen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you noticed pain coming up or discomfort? Where the air?
A little heavy.
Yeah. Did you have any pressure in your head?
No. I felt sensations in my upper chest, and my throat, and I often get there.
Yeah. So these sessions, usually they go on longer. That was just a little taste, a little mini taste. But the biofield healing method will bring up your symptoms and at the root and move them out and give you a new, once you release those, it's like having clouds over the real you. And if it's happened for a long time, you create a big fog bank. You can't even find the real you in there. I can, but you won't. And once we clear the clouds away, you're going to drop into, see, you're not lacking anything. Your natural state is one of peace and comfort, but it's been a long time since you've accessed that because you had trauma. So we need to release the trauma, or what you're calling trauma. It's just a pattern. It's just a vibrational pattern, and I prefer talking about it that way because trauma sounds so terrible and scary. And truthfully, I don't care if it's stage 4 cancer or any kind of trauma or any kind of symptom. It's all vibration, and it's all a pattern, and all patterns can change, and they can change instantly for many people. So just don't give up hope. I hope you'll stick with me here. We're about to share in a little bit a way you could work with me further, and it would be really, I feel, very helpful for you to break this pattern.
I'll check it out. Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Much love to you, man. Much love. All right, I'm going to try this. It might be Amberg. I'm not sure. San Marcos, Texas. San Marcos, Texas, on a cell phone.
Hello.
Amber, there she is.
Oh, my God. I was hearing San Marcos, and I'm in Austin, but I guess that's how my cell phone came up. I am going to cry. I can't believe I actually got through.
So what's your question, Amber? Let me help you.
Well, I'm going to try to simplify as much as possible. I guess, you know, I've heard several other people talk about tapping into the energy fields. And I guess, I mean, is that so? I've been listening, but is that something you are able to do?
Yes, but I'd like to know, what do you want?
Right.
What's your question? What is it you're what makes you show up on a call like this?
Well, I'm stuck.
Well, you think you're stuck, but you're not, by the way. You just think you are, and that's okay. What do you think you're stuck about? What's your question about being stuck? You're stuck because?
I guess it's less about being stuck and more about how to move forward and break the cycle of going in circles.
Okay. And what would you like to see happening? What do you want? Be specific.
Ultimately, I feel like my purpose here on Earth in this lifetime is to help and to heal others. I am empathic, which is very difficult for me because I haven't learned to filter out that energy. But ultimately, I would like to get to a place where I'm stable enough to be able to turn that into a gift that I can help others with.
Yeah, I work with, all my practitioner training is filled with people like you. it's a gift, but it's a curse till you learn how to have very clear boundaries and know where your core, your center is, and what's yours and what isn't yours. Otherwise, you're just a big ball of feeling, right? And you feel everybody's stuff, and you take it on, and you get drained and all of this. So that's highly doable. And, again, I train people to manage that all the time. Where do you feel you're stuck? What's stuck? Why do you think you're stuck?
I guess it's like, I kind of feel like my life is like that movie Groundhog's Day. I've been isolating. I'm not working. I'm basically just like, I just took some time off to try to heal, but You know, like, and I've been doing this for years, and, you know, it might, everything might look a little bit different, but when it comes down to it, it's all, it's all the same. And
I get it. So here's what it is. You've got a pattern running, just like everyone else. You've got a pattern. And you won't see how to get out of the pattern because the pattern showed up to try to make you feel safe. And it does feel like Groundhog Day. Everybody's got that Groundhog Day thing going on till somebody who can see through your pattern can help you break the pattern. And typically we don't find that by ourselves. We have these blind spots. So, and what happens is, unfortunately, is the longer it goes on, the more shame we feel about it. We're embarrassed, we feel ashamed, so we start to pull back and isolate. And our world starts shrinking and getting smaller and smaller, and then we think, well, I've got to heal, so, you know, I'm going to work on this. But when you try to work on it by yourself, you won't find it. So that's what I'm sensing and hearing is going on with you. You want to move forward. A part of you really does want to move forward. But another part of you is saying, oh, no, 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 you're going to die if you change. If you go out there and step into your power and you become a big healer, you're going to die. You're going to get hurt. And these two parts of you tug a war with each other, and that's why you feel stuck, because one pulls in one direction,
oh,
other pulls in the other direction. That's exactly what's happening. And so you end up standing still until someone can help you resolve, I call it warring parts. You have parts of you at war with each other. And what I teach in one of my programs is how to end the war with your parts. It's a specific technique I teach people because they both have value. Believe it or not, the voice in your head that says, oh my God, don't do that, actually has value.
Okay.
But so does the other voice that says, and we have to make peace between those two so that you can move forward. That's what has to happen. Yeah. So what I would say is rather than pulling back, lean in. Lean in and on if it's not me, with somebody that you can find the help from, because you won't do it by yourself, but you are fully capable of it. You're right. You are here to help, or you wouldn't even have that desire or thought. And yet most healers go through this because it can feel frightening. They think they're going to get hurt or killed or burned at the stake or whatever, you know. So, but you can move past that. I had the same thing. I had the same thing myself. I used to sit on my living room couch and stare out the window depressed and wonder why nobody had discovered me. You know, I had this great purpose and I knew my intuition told me I was a healing practitioner. I was supposed to help people, and I would sit and stare out the window and feel sorry for myself because everybody else was doing great things and there I was waiting.
Yeah, I resonate with that a lot too.
Yeah, I can help you for sure. Move past that.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
I'm excited to hear the rest of the call and to hear about the programs you offer, because I just checked my email and I barely made it to the conference on time, and this is the first live call I've made it to in forever, and I just don't believe that's a coincidence.
Interesting. It's not.
Never
no.
Never
you know, is. You're my girl. Yeah.
Yeah, we tried,
I'm so
Amber.
Grateful.
I mean, we tried. I mean, wow. We tried like
Isn't that funny?
Times,
Ian tried three times to call on you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm so grateful.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Amber.
Thank you both.
Okay. Much love.
Very, very interesting.
Bye now.
You too.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, and then and then of course Amber dials in with a completely different on a cell phone. Doesn't
and you
even
still
have
call
her,
on her.
I just knew that I was meant to call on Amber. So
wild.
You know,
I love it.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So now I think that I would love to have you share about the program that you've been referring to and how people can actually engage and work with you. And before you do that, Deborah, I just want to direct people to the page. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page and if you would like to click on the orange button, the offer button underneath Deborah's photograph, you'll be taken to the offer page. And when you do that, a lot of you will go, hang on a minute, that's not a Wisdom of the Ancients page. Well, it actually, it's Deborah's offer, but it's on the Wisdom Summit, but it doesn't have our logo. Deborah, this is from Deborah's organization and the page that Deborah put together. So it is the right page. It says Biofield Healing Institute, and it is the right page. It's Deborah's offer. It just doesn't have the Wisdom of the Ancients summit information on there. So don't think that you, oops, on the wrong place. You're in the right place. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that so you felt safe. Okay. So, Deborah, why don't you go ahead and tell us about this amazing program?
Yeah, it's my favorite virtual online event, and you can access this from any device. It's called the Day of Biofield Healing Immersion, and it's an opportunity for me to have enough time to work with you for an entire day. We will spend over 5 hours together. And on that day, it's designed for people who either are new to my work or are really busy, and you want to get the most accomplished in the shortest amount of time. You want radical change, and you want it as fast as possible. And so what we do is it's broken up into two sections, a morning and a late afternoon. So wherever you live in the world, there should be a time for you to attend live where it's not the middle of the night. This is a live call with me the whole day. And I'm going to be sharing with you, I'm going to be giving you the top 13 root cause reasons for all pain and suffering, and talking about those roots and helping you find which ones are applying to you specifically. And then I take as many people as I can throughout the day, helping them clear the beliefs and clear the emotions that are helping that root stay alive. And in addition, both in the morning and in the afternoon session, I facilitate a live transmission of the Biofield Healing Immersion method. It's a longer session, much longer than we did today. Not that longer is better, but it is, because I need a little more time than just a short demo. And it has a cumulative effect, and you're going to have it twice in one day. So what I have found, I've been doing this event for a while, and it's life-changing for people. They don't even recognize themselves when they leave. And there's homework. We take a break in the middle. It's not all day long. We do take a break, but there's an assignment at the break which will also bring up, it'll help you access these unconscious beliefs and emotions that are there so that your healing continues even at the break. And what I recommend is, if at all possible, you take the whole day off and make it a sacred day, and you just put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door. And if that's not possible, you can come live to whichever section works for you. You will also receive a recording of the entire day, and you will be able to use this and play it again and again. And even the healing sessions, you'll be able to use the recorded healing session again and again. And even though I personally, I like the feeling of a live call and everybody's energy on the call, the fact is we get emails every day with people saying, the recording was just as powerful as the live call. So don't let that intimidate you if you have to work or you can't be there. You want to register anyway, because the recording, you'll get the whole day, and you can do it in the comfort of your home from start to finish and use this again and again. Every time you go back, you're going to hear new things. You're going to have new awareness. You're going to release more beliefs, release the emotions causing you pain, and release physical pain. People even say things like, I felt like I had a full chiropractic adjustment without anyone touching me. Things like that. People's spines straighten out on a call like this. So it's for anybody with any type of pain. It could be chronic physical pain. It could be emotional stuff. It could be weight issues and food issues or digestive disorders. Any kind of label you've been given that you would call dis-ease, you are welcome to the Day of Healing. Even financial pain or emotional pain, any kind of pain, everything I teach will apply to that, and I will work with people with any type of painful issue or painful pattern. What did I forget,
incredible.
Ian? What did I forget?
What did you forget? Yeah, no, you know, I'm just reading some of these testimonials as you speak in as well. So here's Debbie from New York. She says, I love finds I crave vegetables and fruits more. So, you know, if there's any, you know, what I'm getting, Deborah, if there's any master that we have, or unintended master like sugar or other maybe debilitating things, you know, maybe even some of the legal you know, alcohol or something like that, right?
Yes.
Something. So if someone has maybe addictions, maybe not.
Yes. Yes, or like even a dependency on things like CBD oil. Everybody's doing that now, thinking that, you know, and I'm not saying it doesn't remove the symptoms sometimes, but you're dependent on this substance, and that's not healing the root.
Yeah, right. So this is a whole day broken up into two sessions where you get to attend both sessions, or depending on your schedule.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be coming up this month,
yeah.
And then afterwards you get the replay. So you can actually attend and listen to the replay to go through these again and again if you like.
Exactly. That's the benefit. And I forgot to mention, this is the most affordable way to work with me, and we have a special here. You can tell them about it, but it's at 50% off. You're going to save half of the normal enrollment tuition. So it's we've made that possible for all of Ian's community. I forget how long you probably have that in front of you, don't you, Ian?
Well, we kind of left it open-ended.
Okay, good. That's fine. That's fine.
The summit ends on the 8th, and then we actually do some replays after the 8th as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this will go away at some point. This will go away. It's not going to be completely open-ended. It will go away, and it will probably go away the week after the 8th.
And you need to use Ian's link. Use the link that Ian's giving you, because if you go to my website or anywhere you hear about this, you're going to pay twice as much. So we've got a special for you that Ian has offered here as a way of saying thank you for being here today and being in his community. So you want to use the link he's providing on his site.
Yep. And the link, of course, everyone will be provided. It'll be on the replay page, and it'll be sent out firstly tonight. You'll get it. And then you'll get it over this specific weekend as well. So this day of healing is valued at $2,997, almost $3,000. It's offered at double this to Deborah's regular customers, but for us only on the Wisdom Summit. So all you beautiful shining lights right there, $97 for the entire day. And let me just say, the one thing that really is jumping out at me here, because it's a complete paradigm shift for me, is pain is not your problem. Pain is your friend. And I'm like, what? What do you mean by pain is not your problem, pain is your friend? Wait a minute. Pain is always a problem. It's a problem. It's debilitating. It impacts my life. I'm not saying me necessarily right now, because I'm quite healthy right now. But, you know, I've been through periods of my life where I had pain. In fact, last year, goodness, you know, I tore my Achilles tendon. It's been 12 months since I tore my Achilles tendon, and I couldn't walk for 3 months. Before that, in the beginning of the year, I had a debilitating back issue that took me months and months and months to heal. Literally, 2017 was a year of staring at my shadow and working through issues and, you know, really working, doing a lot of energy work. But if I had this when I had those issues, I'm sure, and you can certainly tell me, that I would have compressed my healing and accelerated my healing so that I would have been able to, you know, I missed summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm such an outside person. You see my videos on YouTube, not YouTube, but on Facebook, everyone. Look at me. I'm always out there every day, you know, running around the lake before work, quote unquote. This would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah. No, you know, that's the thing. There really are new solutions. This is the tip of the iceberg, and I'm positive. This is the future of healthcare in our country, and it's becoming more and more. It's why I love training practitioners, because we're able to just help more and more people all the time and get the word out, and that's why I speak, and just, I'm so grateful you invited me here today to let people know this is real. This is real. It's working. It's worked for thousands. It's proven. In fact, I was just in a research lab where they studied my method, and they found that in 25 years of researching energy healing methods, they've never seen such high results in one session as they have with this. The average change is 10%. And with biofield healing, it was 51% healing change for the better from one session. And then the volunteer that we used came back for two more consecutive days just to be measured. I did not work on her any further. And on day two, it went from 51 to 63%. And then on day three, 97% improvement in both physical energy and emotional, and she said, "Nope, Deborah, I was 99% pain-free after that first session." And the equipment took 3 days to figure it out. But these are like dramatic, real results that are measurable on equipment. This is real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting. You see why I get so passionate.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, so many people do have issues. Right now, you know, we couldn't take everyone's question. But I'm, you know, looking at all the questions. You know, we're talking about fibromyalgia again, chronic fatigue. You mentioned those at the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
Spinal stenosis. Mm. You know, there's virtually nothing. Here's Lyme disease and rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh yeah. Boy, every day I hear about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, gosh, talk to us about arthritis a little bit, because that can be so debilitating.
Absolutely, and so many people come to me with arthritis. And what I have found is there are always deep emotional roots to it and belief systems that are causing an emotional reaction. And you will never go to a doctor where they even explore that at all. They're not trained to do it. Even if they want to help you, they don't know how. So the best they have to give you is some kind of pain medicine. But that's not going to heal it. And I have people walking around today, thousands of people, who are not suffering from that pain anymore.
Beautiful.
Even Lyme disease. Even Lyme disease. You know, it's tricky because lots of people are getting thrown in the Lyme bucket now, and there's a lot of information out there about it, which scares the hell out of people, and conflicting information. And it, oh my God, everyone that I've worked with Lyme is so confused and so upset and anxious by the time they get to me, and yet when they do the work, they start to release the fear and the thoughts and the emotions, and they literally start to heal, and they really get their hope back on track, because it's easy to lose hope with these things from what you Google.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what about people who perceive themselves not to be ill or in pain?
Yeah.
How does this work with,
That's a great question, because I do work with people who are not in pain and they're happy. What's so awesome is once you release enough pain, the biofield healing immersion method will help you in different ways. It helps you access your intuition stronger. It will expand your intuition and your inner guidance so it becomes an everyday experience. Lots of people there, what's sometimes called spiritual gifts, they come online. Things like clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. See, this is just inactive DNA. And what this will do is this will access parts of your brain that right now are just, it's dormant. It doesn't mean you don't have it. It's just nobody's flipped the switch. People start having these profound experiences as a multidimensional being. They have cosmic experiences, what I would call a galactic experience, and they recognize, and it's not just they think about it, they feel and know that they are one with the universe. They, like, all of a sudden those words make sense, and they have an experience of it. They experience cosmic consciousness. A state of bliss is often what people say to me. Many people will have, like, ideas for books or businesses or career path, or like they get clarity on their higher path and their purpose and their highest purpose here. It's just super exciting. Once you get the pain out of the way, that's when the fun begins.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Amazing. So, you know, I'm not going to say it, but it sounds like it's the best $97 anyone will spend. But it just sounds...
It is. It is.
I mean...
If I may say so myself.
Yeah. And it's not just because it's your, you know, it's your program. It's just,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, everything that you've just mentioned, you know, who amongst us does not want ideas to come flooding through? Who amongst us does not want to have our dormant DNA activated so that we can experience, you know, cosmic consciousness? Who amongst us does not want to develop our intuition? Right?
I mean,
and
Ian, if it's any, this will make sense to you, but and to your audience, I'm sure. But so I had a very successful career before this method came in organically, and everybody thought I was nuts to give up my career. But you see, when I started seeing what was happening with this, I couldn't not do this because exactly what you just said, who doesn't want to relieve pain and get rid of it and move on and evolve spiritually? Like that was a higher calling. And so I literally dropped everything I was doing and never looked back. That's how much I've been committed to this for years now. And it's never changed. In fact, if anything, I feel like as I've practiced this and worked with more and more people, my ability got stronger. And in the beginning, I didn't have all these really tough cases of people coming. That happened over time as my skill got better and better, I think, and I was carrying higher frequencies and able to handle that in my body. And, you know, I've never, ever looked back or wanted to do anything else. So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Incredible. Well, Deborah, is there anything that is coming through to you that you feel you'd like to share with the group as we start to wind down? We're gonna start winding down now. But anything that you feel you'd like to share in addition?
I would like to leave you with this last thought, because I know that it's very easy if you've been suffering and searching for a long time. It's very easy to lose hope. And it's also easy to get cynical and think, well, I've done that already, or I've tried that already, or, you know, nothing can help me. And if there's one thing I want to say, it's that no matter how much you've suffered, it's important to take your next step. Whether it's with me or not doesn't matter. Just don't stop, because the universe supports you. And says yes to you, and you may not recognize the signal you're sending out, and it's tough to find it on your own, as you've heard me say. So don't give up hope. Just take the next indicated step, because we don't get the five-year plan. In my experience, you don't get the five-year plan. You get the next indicated step, and your resistance is going to come up no matter how much you want to change. There's a part of you that's going to be afraid. So your feelings will follow the actions. You got to take the action in spite of the fear, in spite of the resistance, in spite of the, well, what if it doesn't work for me? You take the action anyway, and your feelings will follow the actions. You can't wait till you feel like, oh yeah, this is going to work. You may not know that ahead of time. But just don't give up and don't stop and think you're the only one that the universe is against, because that's not how it works.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And Deborah, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on today. This has been incredible information that you've shared. I think that the service you're providing is so, so needed. And I just I'm so appreciative that we've been able to have you on the show, especially with the results that you get. You know, that woman who said that she was pretty much 99% pain-free the very next day, just the equipment just took so long to catch up.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful to you that you're getting the word out. You're helping people learn about these possibilities that you're not going to hear about on late-night infomercials yet, you know. So thank you so much for inviting me. And I love your energy, and I just thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. our calling is to be connectors, to connect our community with you and you with the community. And, you know, where there's resonance, you know, the universe is using you to disseminate this information, and we're just the vehicle. So it's absolutely our pleasure to be used in this way. And, so thank you so much for being here and sharing all about your amazing, amazing story and your life and the method.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. And then all you shining lights, thank you for being here, for listening. Sorry we couldn't get to everyone, but you know the universe, answers your questions through other people. But you do have an amazing opportunity right now in front of you, because Deborah is here, and she does have an offer for you to work with her in one entire day and also get those replays. So it's an amazingly low price, and you've heard everything that it can do for you in your life, spiritually as well as physically. And so, you know, really feel into that. So you'll get the replay. It'll be posted on Facebook as well. Make sure that you use the offer link so you get the half off. Otherwise, it's, I think, like $200. But this time it's only $97. And it'll be good through probably around the 15th or so of August. But I advise you to jump on that. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for bringing your energy to this call, everyone. We really, really appreciate everyone in this community. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son, all the ancient ones who are here supporting us, and the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Okay, bye now. See you later.